Students use wooden boards, scraps of a neoprene survival suit, and hammers to stop a simulated leak. Patty O'Donnell from Valdez is one of the instructors of this damage control unit.
And it's got a whole bunch of different scenarios here where the rudder dropped out and there's holes right here, so they got to plug the hole.
He and a small group of fishermen in hard hats stand around a collection of odds and ends in boxes and buckets. O'Donnell says these are things a fisherman should have on hand before a leak.
This way you're not running all over the boat looking for rope, looking for different stuff here, wedges, plugs. They already have it all together in a little kit, so they're ready to go.
This is just one of the stations set up along the harbor downtown. Other workshops cover how to operate oil response equipment or even knot tying. Jane Eisman is a local coordinator with Alyeska's Ship Escort Response Vessel System, or SERVS, which was established soon after the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. She says local vessels get paid for a year-long contract and for the training.
They have to check in with us every week to let us know whether they are available within 24 hours to respond to a spill. That means their boats have to be fueled up, ready with groceries, and a crew.
Vessels in other communities sign contracts to respond within 6 hours or 1 hour. Alyeska Communications Manager Kate Dugan says Kodiak participants are further removed and would probably be needed in the case of a larger incident.
If we decide that we need all of our resources, we would call Kodiak. Obviously, for incidences that are closer to Prince William Sound and Valdez, where we have enough vessels nearby, we wouldn't call Kodiak, but in a worst-case scenario, we would call them out.
Alyeska works with a number of boats in the Vessel of Opportunity program, including ones out of Cordova, Whittier, Homer, and Seward. For KMXT, I'm Kayla DeRoche.